Mr. President, thank you. Congratulations, first of all, for assuming the first presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. I think this august body will greatly benefit from your diverse experience. I assure you of my delegation's full support during your tenure. I also take this opportunity to welcome the new permanent representatives who have recently assumed their duties. Mr. President, we welcome the ceasefire agreement reached between Hamas and Israel. It is essential that the agreement is fully implemented, the ceasefire is made permanent, and humanitarian aid is delivered urgently to Gaza. Lasting peace and stability in the Middle East can only be achieved by bringing peace to Palestine and ending the injustice suffered by the Palestinian people. The peace negotiations must commence immediately to establish an independent, sovereign, and contiguous state of Palestine with, on the basis of 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. Mr. President, we reaffirm Turkey's strong support for Ukraine's territorial integrity and sovereignty, emphasizing the need for dialogue and diplomacy to reach a political settlement. Mr. President, continuous erosion of disarmament and arms control instruments is an alarming trend that requires our immediate attention. Coupled with growing instability caused by regional conflicts, a perfect storm is brewing before our very eyes. In this period of heightened volatility, restoring arms control and non-proliferation commitments is crucial. By the same token, we must immediately address the increasing risks of use and proliferation of nuclear weapons. Banalizing nuclear rhetoric is simply unacceptable. We should keep in mind that non-state actors, primarily terrorist organizations, can exploit the current degradation of existing frameworks to our detriment. We echo calls for early commencement of the substantive work of the CD. We welcome your focus on ensuring continuity by resuming work of subsidiary bodies established last year. As the only multilateral negotiation framework for disarmament, the imperative to each constructive and outcome-oriented work at this conference has never been greater. We're confident that the CD possesses the necessary mandate, rules of procedure, and membership composition to deliver. Instead of dedicating valuable time and resources to only the procedural issues, we should focus on restoring this invaluable forum's core mandate, negotiating legally binding treaties. In our 2025 session, we will prioritize the following issues. First, revitalizing dialogue among nuclear weapon states, particularly on nuclear risk reduction. Relaunching the strategic stability dialogue between the US and the Russian Federation and extending the New START in a timely manner. Commencing negotiations on a comprehensive, non-discriminatory, and verifiable treaty to ban the production of fissile material by taking into account all legitimate security concerns. Promoting transparency to mitigate misinterpretations and miscalculations, building trust to pave the way for negotiations on subjects we deem crucial to all humanity. Ensuring the comprehensive test ban treaty enters into force without further delay and maintaining a global moratorium on nuclear weapon test explosions until then. Mr. President, the NPT remains the cornerstone of global nuclear non-proliferation regime and the essential foundation for the pursuit of nuclear disarmament. I think we need to find a way to get substantive consensus outcome at the 11th RevCon in 2026. Failure for a third consecutive time should not be an option. Our work in the subsidiary bodies and CD can positively contribute to a successful third PrepCom in New York. We continue to support efforts to establish a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction. We are, however, concerned with the increase in missile launches by the DPRK. We urge DPRK to abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. We support all efforts to revive the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. We welcome the third round of Iran E3 talks last week. We call on all stakeholders to seize the window of opportunity for dialogue and support efforts in this direction. We will continue to constructively engage in the working group on strengthening the Biological and Toxic Weapons Convention. The Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons is the right forum to address matters related to emerging technology on lethal autonomous weapon systems, given its extensive experience. Protecting the right to unrestricted access and use of outer space for peaceful purposes is paramount. We will engage constructively in the work of the open-ended working group on space security, which will be held in Geneva. Mr. President, there are a lot of things to be done, and this body can actually deliver. In conclusion, we invite, therefore, all CD members to show flexibility and political will for creating practical building blocks towards our shared goals. Together, we should strive for producing more outcomes that enjoy consensus. Thank you very much.
I thank the